Big Joe, what day is it?
Well, Greg, I'm glad you asked that. And today is a beautiful day because I'm trying to find where it was.
Actually, humidity's down. The temperature below average. Yeah.
Yes. Today is National. See, this is good. Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I mean, come on. That's we all like that. That should not be a day. It should be every day, right? We all like that.
Do you like ice milk or ice cream?
Both. I don't like any of that because I'm lactose tolerable, whatever you call it. I can't.
You're certainly not tolerable.
Yeah, exactly. In many ways. Thank you for that. Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Yeah, I heard that on the TV thing this morning.
Gorgeous Grandma.
Yeah.
Who's it? I know you've
got... Both of mine have passed.
You've got a hank... That's the way to bring the segment down. Well, I know you've got a hankering for Queen Elizabeth. She's a... You love those British women, right?
Especially billionaires.
Yeah. What's other gorgeous grandma? Come on, one more.
I don't know. Raquel Welch.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Cheryl Teagues.
Is she a grandma?
I don't know.
Why don't you Google hot... Why don't you just click on hotgrandmas.com and pick you one?
No, I like this job. I don't want to lose it. All right, hit it, Charlie.
I don't know. Leave you guys awkward.
That is awkward. You're right.
Hotgrandmas.com.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on a promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my head.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history, July 23rd. Greg, 1866. This baseball club is established. You spent the first 4 minutes of the show when I got here talking about it.
Well, the Cincinnati Rednecks.
Cincinnati, that's right.
Or Red Stockings, I believe is what they went
to. Who cares, man?
Cincinnati.
1921, Edward Gordon of the U.S. sets a U.S. long jump record. How far did he jump?
22 feet.
You almost got within two. 25 feet. How far do you think you could jump? Long jump.
Long jump?
Mm-hmm. Can you jump over a puddle? 1931. France withdraws from the 1932 Los Angeles Olympics. Why do they withdraw?
They were, I don't know, being besieged by Hitler.
They can't afford it.
Okay.
So they said, we're not going to go to the 32 Olympics. Hey, at least they're honest, right?
Yeah. And why don't they just be like Americans and borrow the money?
Oh, man. 1976. This is why this website's awful. This can't be correct. Baltimore Orioles player Reggie Jackson homers in his sixth straight game. Did he ever play for the Orioles? I don't think he did.
Did he?
No. I thought it was the A's and the Yankees. And then back to the A's. This is truly anything you say, they put anything on the internet. Please tell me I'm wrong about this. Reggie Jackson, homers in sixth straight game, 1976.
You sure it was not against the Yankees?
Baltimore Orioles player, Reggie Jackson. He didn't play. I know he didn't do it. All right, let's just move on. 2000, this former Nashville Sound shortstop who played one game here agrees to a 3-year, $27 million extension with the Cincinnati Reds. 2000.
Barry Larkin. Byron Larkin. Barry Larkin.
Barry Larkin's Byron. Correct.
Byron's his
nice
brother.
Nice job.
Barry Larkin.
Barry Larkin.
Here you go. With the coming of free agency after the 1976 season. And, he played 1976, Reggie did, with the Orioles.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Holy cow. I'd have lost my whole everything on that, which that's why I don't gamble because... Can't do it. All right, here we go. Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Now, people are loving this game. People have reached out from the networks like, hey, can we? I'm like, no.
Which network?
Just a few of them. HMOs. That's right. It's a good network. They've asked.
Home maintenance.
All right, first up is Woody Harrelson. He's been nominated for an Oscar three times.
66.
65.
58. Slash.
60.
59.
54. Don't know her. Don't know her. Oh, singer Alison Krauss. Fun fact, she's from Decatur, Illinois.
She's a sweetie, too. Songbird. Alison Krauss is 50.
53.
She is 48. Krauss. Our guest has arrived. Oh, we've had him on the show before. Actor Marlon Wayans.
47.
45.
47 exactly. Somebody's looking at the list over there. I don't know her. Oh, Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. Who looks like Finley in this picture.
33.
35.
30. Going down here. I don't know her. Actor Ronnie Cox. He was in Deliverance. He was in Total Recall.
80.
71.
81. Pogues up 3-0.
Wasn't he the one that was killed and then had his arm in Deliverance?
Yeah. That's the most exercise you've ever done right there.
It almost got stuck like his.
Actor Larry Minetti, he was Rick on Magnum P.I.
62.
69.
76. Go down here. How are we doing today? Good. Oh, actor Eric LaSalle. He was in Soul Glow and Coming to America. He was on ER.
52.
51.
57. Let's go down here some more. Shane McCray. There's none of these people in here. Rhythm, don't know her. That's a different one. Don Imus.
84.
85.
79. And finally, Monica Lewinsky. She's listed as a former White House intern.
Really? She's 40.
50.
46. With that, it's over. The first time ever, it was a shutout on your end. You went 3-0. Here's your song, Greg. Came out in 1976. Originally, this song wanted to be in the movie Saturday Night Live, but this guy's manager said, we're not going to put that song in this movie. Big mistake, but it came a big hit anyway. This is the song. Oh, you should have got it right there.
Oh, yeah. Boss Skaggs and Lowdown.
Attaboy.
Babies in the running round, hanging with the crowd, putting your business in the street, talking out loud, saying you bought it this and that, how much you done spent. I swear she must believe it's all hell to say. Better bring the chick around. To the sad, sad truth, the dirty low down. Taught her how to talk like that. Give that big idea. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table and drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light. Turn baby to a yes.
Rogers of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays. Insurance insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Haul, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.